Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 181st up to 183rd verses of this chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Awfu al-kayla wa la takunu min al-mukhsirin.
Give full measure and do not be of those who cause loss.
وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
And weigh with an even balance.
وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
And do not deprive people of their due, and do not commit abuse on earth, spreading corruption.
أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. Fill up the measure. Be not of the cheaters. وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And weigh things with the right balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And do not defraud people in their due goods. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. And do not act corruptly in the earth, making mischief. These couple of verses actually are about the act of defrauding, which is unlawful, and observing the rights of people, which is obligatory. So, like other prophets, a part of whose story was mentioned in this very chapter, Prophet Shu'aib, after introducing himself, after his general invitation of Almighty Allah, making note of piety and following orders, he starts to criticize them. So he mentions at first the most important deviation of those people. This was economic disorder. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. So in these recent verses, in a few sentences, Shu'aib commands these misguided people to five things they must do, to follow five commandments. Some commentators have thought that these commandments are mostly some emphasis on each other, while a sufficient care makes it clear that these five divine commandments, in fact, point to five basic different matters. Or in other words, they are four commandments and one general conclusion.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, as we said, Prophet Shu'aib commands these misguided people to follow five commandments, and some believe they are the same, but it is clear that they are not the same. They are pointing to five basic different matters. In order that this difference can be clear, this fact must be noted that the people of Shu'aib, the inhabitants of Aika, were living in a sensitive commercial region which was located on the way of those caravans that traveled from Mecca and Medina to Syria. And we know that these caravans are always in need of many things. And they are sometimes there are those people who are in the cities and along those roads apply the utmost misuse and buy their goods for the lowest price and sell them for the dearest price. It should be noted that at that time, many bargains were done in the form of barters. Sometimes they find many undue faults on the materials that they are going to buy, while they command very much for the thing that they are going to sell. And at the time of weighing and measuring their own goods, they measure it very exactly, and sometimes they fraud. But they weigh and measure on others' goods carelessly. Sometimes they take more than due amount, and since the opposite party is dependent and needy, he is helpless. He is helpless to all these matters, and he has got nowhere else to turn to. However, the Quranic phrase, "La tabkhasu an-nas," is derived from the word bakhs, which originally means to give the people's right unjustly and less than their due. And sometimes it means deceit, dishonesty and trickery, which leads to wasting others' rights. Therefore, these expressive holy verse contains such a vast meaning that it envelops any kind of people's defraud, dishonesty, deceit and cheat and trickery in a transaction, as well as heedlessness unto others' rights. In regard to the fact that the Arabic word mukhsir means the person who exposes someone or something to loss and harm, the Quranic sentence "La takunu min al-mukhsirin," be not of the cheaters, has also a vast meaning, which besides defraudation encompasses any factor that in bargain causes the loss of the opposite party. So all abuses, injustices and vices in transaction, and any dishonesty and trickery and any struggle that end to loss, whether in quality or quantity, are inside these commandments. And since the economic disorders are often the causes of destruction in social systems, at the end of this great commandment, as one conclusion, it says, "And do not defraud people in their due goods, and do not act corruptly in the earth, making mischief." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.